Good morning. We continue our study of Chovos Halavavos Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, and of course, learning in the shul this week is sponsored in memory of Rachalea Bas Noach and Reitzel Bas Ephraim and Mecha Ben Chaim Zev. And it's our hope that our learning today and all the rest of the week should serve as a Zchus Aliyas Neshama for them as well. The Chovos Halavavos has been getting us to think about where and how and when God is involved in our daily activity and how we have to put that on our mind today. I'd like us to think about the concept of inspiration and where we find inspiration. Do we wait to be inspired, or do we create our inspiration? Well, the Chovos Halavavos comments and tells us that when a person goes ahead and he prepares to have a benefit from an orchard, yes, he plants the trees, yes, he puts in the work to weed the area, to keep away brush and other things that will keep nutrients from getting to the trees, yes, early on he has to water the saplings. But the ultimate decision as to whether there'll be fruit and the quality of the fruit, that comes from Hashem. In other words, man only creates the situation and Hashem does the deed. However, man needs to do his part in terms of being able to create the situation. And if you don't put in your part, if you don't plant the seeds, how do you expect there to be any fruit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Mesilas Yesharim says the author of the Chovos Halavavos, Rav Mentzes Yo Salomon points out that this concept, which is seen from the Chovos Halavavos over here as well, namely that a man has to do his piece, but in the end of the day, it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the fruit out, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings out the benefits as well. So the Mesilas Yesharim in the second parak of Midas HaZehirus makes the situation clear as well. When man tries, says the author of the Mesilas Yesharim, then Hashem comes through and Hashem helps for him. When man doesn't try, then why should God bother? Hillel said the same thing. In Pirkei Avos, Hillel tells us, if I don't care, then who will care for me? And this, says the author of the Chovos Halavavos, is the reason why we need to be zariz, why we need to show a certain degree of excitement and quickness and interest when we are going ahead and engaging in mitzvos. Zrizus comes from our inspiration, but it also creates the inspiration as well. Rabbi Eli Teitelbaum, Zichrono Livracha, a man I used to have a very close relationship as the creator of the Dial of Daf, but also as the head of a camp in Stechemed, once commented, we point out that Kayal Tarok Alafike Mayim, Kenashi Tarok Yedach Alokim, like a gazelle, hangs out by water, that's how my soul goes ahead and calls out to God. And he pointed to us as we were passing a gazelle drinking the waters of the Jordan River. He said, you see that? You see how thirstily that animal goes ahead and drinks the water? That's how we should drink the thirst of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, you have to go to the water ain't coming to you. You have to go ahead and realize that if you want to be inspired by it, you have to create it. And this, says Rav Mentzes Yo Salomon, is perhaps why a person needs to understand that he can, if he's not receiving the fleeting inspiration, he needs to create it. Don't wait for moments to come along. Yes, when they happen, they will build you. But otherwise, go ahead and do it, because if you keep doing it, if you keep working at it, the inspiration will come. As Rav Matzio writes, he says, a man is like a machine in that regard. He just needs the right key to turn himself on. But if he doesn't go ahead and keep looking for the keys that he's holding in his hands, he'll never flip the machine on. So he says, it's like a person who runs to the Beis Medrash. If you get the idea that you're running to Shul, you're running to Beis Medrash, you will realize and develop within you a certain inherent understanding that I want to be here because I run here. I want to be here because I rush to go daven. And these are both ideas that are both contained in today's and tomorrow's Daf Yomi. The same idea of how God is waiting for us to show up to Shul. Not because he's waiting for us to show. He wants us to feel the same inspiration that he has. And this is perhaps one of those means that we can utilize in our lives. And so, as you're considering what you're doing, if you're waiting for the inspiration, one of my biggest pet peeves is when somebody says to me, Rabbi, I'm waiting to see. Don't wait to see. Make it happen. If we go ahead and we do so, our days will be fulfilled. Have a great day.